You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. It's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we bring in musicians, writers, other well-known people, and we ask them questions about work and money, how it's shaped their lives or taught them important lessons. Here's Marketplace producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest, whose show you may have seen on Adult Swim.
Hey, I'm Eric Andre. And you can't spell American Dream without Eric Andre.
All right, first question.
Yes.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Pizza.
Next question. What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I'll tell you, I bought a house a year and a half ago. And right after I bought it, like a few months went by, and I was like, I want to move back to New York City. Why did I buy an L.A. house? And it was a lot of money. And I was like, I don't want to live here anymore. You know, it's funny. Almost every comedian I started out with moved to L.A., except for my two friends, Hannibal Buress and Amy Schumer. And my two friends that are doing the best in comedy, the most successful friends I have, are Hannibal Buress and Amy Schumer. And they were just both like, no, I'm not going to move to L.A. I love New York. I'm staying in New York. And I was like, nah, you got this years ago. I'm like, you got to, man. You ain't going to make it out in New York. You got to move to L.A. And they were both like, nah, I think I'm fine. I think I'm going to do fine sticking it out in New York. And I was like, man, you two don't know what you're talking about. And now they are millionaires. So I was like, maybe they're on to something. And I think New York as a comedian is just healthier for you. Keeps your edge. I was planning to move back to New York. That was my plan. And then I just got stuck here.
When did you realize comedy could be a career?
I think a few weeks ago. I'm always afraid that it's going to end or I'm going to mess something up or fail. And it doesn't feel like secure. This is the most job security I've felt since I started. And I still feel like I got to continue pounding the pavement or it's just going to vanish and dry up. So,
do you remember your first paying gig?
First paying gig, I got $20. I played at some really weird venue. I don't even remember the venue. I just remember it was the last stop on the A train. It was like the Far Rockaways, Queens. And there was like an audience of like three people. And I think they gave me a check. And I thought about framing the check. And I never did. Because I needed $20. I was like, this is like three meals right here.
What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
I bought this book called Healing Back Pain. That kind of saved my life, by Dr. John Sarno. Basically, you have all these physical ailments, back pain, colitis, ulcers. Your body manifests all these physical symptoms because it's trying to create distractions from unwanted, repressed emotions in your subconscious mind. It's like a defense mechanism. So through therapy and journaling, basically taking all the repressed anger and rage and upsetting emotions that you kind of are always playing on a loop in the background in your unconscious mind, voluntarily bringing those to your conscious mind through therapy and through journaling, your body no longer needs to create defense mechanisms because you're coping. Changed my life. I had like horrible back pain from when I was like 18 to like a year ago. It also made it help with my work. I think journaling is actually like a key to success. You can have set clear goals for yourself. You can start noticing repetitive behavior patterns and see like the type of things that are springing up that keep bothering you and keep bothering you. And then you can have a bird's eye view of it. And yeah, it's just totally in all aspects of my life has bettered my life.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started comedy?
To not be so hard on myself and embrace the process and realize that it's like a career in comedy is like learning how to swim. You know, when the swim instructor would just throw you in the pool as a little kid and you'd have to like fight for your life to get out of the water and breathe air. That's kind of what comedy is like. And it's a ton of failure and rejection for like the first 10 years. It's what makes you professional. It makes you able to cope with any crappy situation. But I was miserable for the first 10 years doing this. This is really hard. It's really hard. I'm so shocked that I got anywhere because I was so broke and so confused and depressed and anxious.
Well, you made it.
I made it out alive.
Good job.
Hopefully. I think I did.
The fourth season of The Eric Andre Show airs on Fridays at midnight on Adult Swim.